Despite signs of a gradually improving economy, job growth continues to lag in the U.S. Unemployment remains high at 10% after the economy shed another 85,000 jobs last month. U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Thomas Donohue says the reason is obvious. Uncertainty is causing large and small businesses to think twice before hiring new workers.
If you were in their shoes today, would you jump quickly into new investments and hiring? Or would you wait for some clarity and some common sense to take hold first?
At the Chamber's annual State of American Business Address, Donohue outlined what he called an achievable plan to create 20 million jobs in 10 years. The five-point plan includes expanding U.S. exports around the world, rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, and maintaining taxes at current levels. Donohue says introducing new taxes now would further slow economic growth, or worse, bring about another period of decline.
Congress, the administration, and the states must recognize that our weak economy simply cannot sustain all of these new taxes, regulations, and mandates now under consideration. It is a surefire recipe for a double-dip recession or worse.
Donohue was particularly harsh over a proposal by the White House to tax bank transactions in order to recoup some of the money used to bail out troubled banks. Donohue said it was a bad idea because the cost would simply be passed on to consumers.
There are so many unintended circumstances when you try and gerrymander the economic system to try and meet your political objectives is a bad idea. Fortunately, the Congress would have to approve this.
Donohue's speech comes as President Obama prepares to deliver his first State of the Union address, and Congress considers additional stimulus measures to create new jobs. Millar Sega, VOA News.